Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 Leadership number 36 on the 11th of November, 2019 at 1900 UTC. The members attending the call today include Cheryl, Pat, Sebastian, Daniel, Vanda, and attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Technical writer Bernie is on the call. I have not received any apologies. Today's meeting is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking. And Pat, I will turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Brenda. This is Pat. Welcome everybody to our 36th leadership call. excuse me. So as we go through, anybody with any updates, any SOI updates for today? Seeing none and hearing none and seeing no hands, we'll go ahead and move forward. Just a quick call for any additional items at the end for any other business so we can leave time for discussion. All right, see no hands and hear nothing on the call. I am going to add one topic to the AOB, and that's a quick review of the calendar between now and when we have to turn in, when we should be turning in a document to ICANN staff. Yes, Daniel, your hand is raised.
Hello, Daniel, for the record. Would it be a great idea to give a brief discussion of the document that was created during the ICANN 66 meeting? For the action points, so we shall wait for that for discussion during the plenary. Back to you, Pat.
So Daniel, this is Pat. Are you referring to the updated 5.0 doc?
No, there is another document whereby during the sessions that we are having with the different SOs and SEs, key points were being picked out and documented after the suggestion by Sebastian to create a document such that we can write quick notes on what is transpiring from the key point that is transpiring from the respective meeting.
Yes, thank you very much, Daniel. This is Pat again. I think we should wait till the plenary on that so we have a broader group to have that conversation.
Okay, thank you. That works fine.
So, Jennifer, then, as we take a look at the agenda and develop the agenda for Wednesday, let's make certain that we've got that covered specifically, okay?
Yeah, Daniel, for the record, probably I might be rushing quite fast, but on the suggested agenda, we do not have that onto the agenda. Oh, Jennifer's got it, thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Daniel, for that. All right, any of the work party leaders have anything that they want to bring to the attention of the leadership group? Sebastian, anything?
No, I have. I'm still in the strange about traveling to Quebec. Thank you.
All right, Sebastian, thank you very much. I heard very little from you, but I'm going to assume that you said there was today. If you can give me a thumbs up on that or a quick yes in the group chat, that would be much appreciated.
Nothing today. Thank you.
That was very clear. Thank you, Sebastian. All right. Daniel, anything?
Daniel, nothing. So far, good. Thank you.
This is Pat. Thank you very much, Daniel. And Vanda.
No, not from our side. It's almost all organized. Besides what we talked during the 6-6, I do believe we do not have anything else to report. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vanda. All right, we just had somebody join us on number ending in 427.
Hi, can you hear me? It's Mike.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm fine. So the number is me. Thanks.
Great, thank you for that. So we're just going through any updates from any. So, Michael, do you have any updates? Michael?
Oh, sorry. There was some music in there on the line. No, if you're asking for updates, I don't have updates from my side.
All right. Thank you, Michael. No, that was me. Whenever I get a phone call now, it starts to ring on my laptop, so it's really loud whenever I'm on a call. So that was me. All right. Well, thank you for that, Michael. All right. So not having any updates. Let's go ahead and take a look at the 13th of October agenda. You know, typical what we would go through in terms of the beginning, the welcome of the roll call, the SOI updates, go through the new and closed action items. Jennifer will lead us through that. And then talk about the face-to-face meeting and what the plan is for that. And we have a bit of discussion too as far as document submission, when we would get feedback from the community as well, and what the timing looks like for that. Any work party items that are update from the leaders or from the group, the individual groups. WS2, as you guys saw, was approved by the ICANN board to move forward. So we might want to have a little catch up on that on Wednesday. And then take a look at the meat of the meeting would be to go through the recommendations and do some prioritization, and then continue to work in the report version 5.0. Bernie, I'm assuming you're gonna take us through both of those sections.
May I? My hand is raised.
I'm sorry, Vonda, I didn't see that thing. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, no, just to make sure, that's Vonda for the record, make sure that we have those face-to-face meeting planning because in my group, Liu had a lot of problem because of the passport. So he could not make it to Singapore because of the time to the site. So the government get the passport and take 2 months or something like that to give them the visa. So he needs to have this quite, you know, in short time, because if not, he cannot make, because he will go to the IGF. So he cannot send the passport right now. But if he needs something to get a visa for the place, is something that he needs quickly define and decide with his government. Thank you very much. It's just to remember that in name of Leo. Thank you.
This is Pat. Thank you very much for that, Vonda. Make a decision this week just to make certain that we've got time to get any face-to-face that we want to do in front of ICANN travel and ICANN meetings team, so that we can actually get something done prior to, because I think the intention or the discussion is to do something prior to Cancun. And if we're going to make that happen, given all the things that ICANN staff will be doing at that point in time, we've got to make a decision this week, or we're going to miss the opportunity completely, because we're already under 120 days if we wanted to do February, or we'll be at 120 days, but it'll be very, very tight for us to get that. So it's something we've got to make a decision this week, or else we're going to miss the opportunity altogether, and we'll have to meet a little bit, like a couple days before in Cancun. Vonda, is that a new hand or is that an old hand? Oh, Vonda's hand is gone. Okay. So then we'll go through the two documents, and then we'll cover any other business, And again, we'll close with whatever actions or decisions we reach during the meeting. Any questions or concerns or anything we want to add to the agenda for Wednesday? Okay, I see nothing from the group. I see no hands and I hear nothing on the call. So let's go ahead and move to any other business. And before we jump into face-to-face meetings, let me go through some calendar dates as to where we are today. So if we want to have a document out for public comment by December 15th, we have to complete our work by November 30th. Bernie and staff have impressed upon me and on Cheryl that staff probably needs 2 weeks from receiving a document to getting it put out for public comment. And if we don't get it by December 15th, we are likely to move to January, given that ICANN shuts down the factory for 2 weeks over the Christmas holidays. So Bernie, if there's anything that you'd like to throw in on that, from a experience standpoint doing this, please do so at this time. If not, we'll just stick with that.
Well, the only thing that I'll add in is if we miss this December window, it's not really sure that we're going to meet our end of March deadline.
Thank you, Bernie. I completely agree with you. If we're to lose 2 weeks from not having any ICANN support in terms of getting a document published, I think that's correct. And so if that's when we need to make certain that we get documents put out so that we can have a public comment back by the end of January or maybe the first week of February so that ICANN staff can pull together the commentary, we would need to take in a meeting sometime in the second full week of February. Is that correct, Jennifer?
Sorry, I'm on my phone, so it took me a minute to find the unmute. Yeah, that sounds correct, Pat.
All right, so that would be the week of February 10th is what it would look like if I pull up the calendar correctly.
So Brenda, I put together a document as well that might be useful to display on the screen right now. It's a calendar. There we go. And that kind of highlights the dates that those have shared with us regarding their blackout dates. And I will just say that the end of that week there, I believe it's the 12th and 13th and 14th, MSSI has a team retreat, which means that those 3 dates for us are not ideal.
I'm sorry, Jennifer, I was trying to read 2 things at once. When is your team retreat?
I believe Brenda has it marked out there. It's the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Is that right, Brenda?
Oh, that's what the gray is. That's what the gray is.
Yes, I was told 11, 12, 13, 14. So
that week's out anyway then.
Yeah, for us, it would be difficult to support that week.
And Cancun is what dates? March what?
Maybe it's early March, Pat.
Yeah, March like the 7th.
2nd through the 7th, correct.
So it would be very difficult for us to pull off, in my mind, I'm interested in anybody else weighing in, but it would be very difficult in my mind for us to pull off something on the 17th and then turn around and have everybody go to Cancun a week later. So given that, I'd like to hear a conversation either talking about the week of the 17th or going to Cancun 2 days early, as opposed to having a 1 day, day zero. Any commentary?
Pat Shaw here.
Yes, Cheryl.
Thanks. I still haven't managed to get the headset for my computer out of my bag yet, so sorry, I'm struggling having, you know, walked in the door to answer the phone. I looking these dates, as much as I understand the benefit of us trying to squeeze in something a little earlier and having looked at what we came in from our rank and file membership, and particularly those who I think have a lot of continued contribution and that would be making a great deal of useful input to our polishing exercise, and this should be what we're up to, polishing the final document by then. What was happening over Skype, etc., with their blackout dates. I'll just use Wolfgang, for example. I know he's probably the busiest through this month. I'm of the school of thought that, you know, two or if not 3 days, before Cancun is going to be the best we can manage. And why I'm saying struggling, apart from generally getting myself organised today, but also with the beforehand, it may be that rather than being a day zero, we do a minus two, minus one, and have the zero day, the day before the ICANN meeting, where rather than form a meeting of our work group, review team face-to-face, that's somehow a refractory period for staff and the leadership, so that, you know, we can dot I's and cross T's. Do you know what I mean? So rather than day zero, day minus one, and straight into the freneticness of the ICANN meeting, day minus two, minus one, and then have that 24, 36 hours before things get utterly crazy, to do a little bit more. Anyway, just for consideration, but I'm thinking that's going to be the best we will be able to do, and would work for the logistics, because of course, I think, and Jennifer and Nagar can double check this, but as I understood it, the meetings team, etc., would probably be in a position to support us, you know, a few days prior to Cancun officially starting, because they're already doing that for other things like board, etc. Thanks.
Thank you for that, Cheryl. Bernie?
Thank you. Two questions. If we do that, as I've always said, we're going to have to put in a lot of teleconference calls in between the beginning of February and the end of February. So my first question is, if there's this MSSI team retreat 11 to 14, can we have calls during that period? Will someone be available?
This is Jennifer. Yes. So the three of us, your usual staff support, will be available. We'll certainly be able to step out and host the meetings via Zoom as usual.
Yeah. And the second thing is, just to be clear, last time I checked, we can have 2 days prior to an ICANN meeting, but not more than that. Thank you.
So, Bernie, this is Pat. Does that mean that we can have a minus one, or a minus one and a zero?
I'm not sure what you're referring to as a zero, but the when I checked into this about a year ago, and maybe Jennifer and Agar can put in some more enlightened comments, it was if you consider ICANN day one, then 2 days previous to that is what they can set up for meetings.
Okay, so if we were to consider day one, this in Montreal, that would have been Monday, correct?
I believe so, yes.
So we were essentially minus two.
So this is Jennifer. I believe that the first day that the review teams can meet is the 5th. Hold on, Brenda. You're saying the 5th. So the meeting starts on the meeting starts on the 7th. And so the 5th and the 6th are days that the review teams come meet.
Pat, Cheryl here. You see, this is where it gets messy, because a number of the support organisations and at least the large advisory committee, and I believe often the GAC, are now also meeting on these days, because the meetings themselves are so explicitly shorter that you can't actually get work done. You know, this business, this pseudo shortening that Steve thought he was clever doing. And yes, notes the vehemence in my voice. It was intentional. He knows I disagreed from the beginning. But we really need to watch the value proposition then of doing it at all. And I find that extraordinary. Because if our, we will have to do it, but this is a message back to meetings as much as anything else. We'll have to take whatever time we can to make sure our work is polished, professional, and ready, because we won't be missing our dates. But it is getting ridiculous if the meeting starts on Monday, and the actual organisation has been meeting Saturday and Sunday to get their work done for a meeting that starts on Monday, and one can't meet earlier than that to get the pre-work done. So I think there needs to be a huge rationalisation, and perhaps even something we might pick up in our report, because this is affecting the way that policy is actually managed to get done within the organisation. So please, can we check those earliest possible dates with absolute urgency, and with absolute, there is no other, I don't want to hear when we get there, oh, we could have done it a day earlier if you'd have asked the right person. So let's triple check things, please. Thanks.
Thank you for that, Cheryl. And Jennifer, I see that you've put into the chat that you will double check on that. So essentially the dates are going to have to be, 5-6 of March. And if we have to back it up, and Bernie, I saw you put 7-8-9 in the chat room. The question is, will we have a document that we could actually go through or digest before we go through it on those particular dates? And I think that that will be, yeah, that was Feb 7-8-9. Yes, Bernie. That will be hard for us to do, I think. Sebastian, your hand is raised.
Can me?
Sebastian?
Can you hear me okay? If not, I will not talk.
I can hear you a little bit.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, then. No. First, 1 month before. If it's not possible, I would like to support what Cheryl said vehemently, and I agree totally that we need to think if we can do the 4th of March and the 5th and the 6th, because I'm not sure that 2 days will be enough. We need some warm up, we need some time, and we need to have these 3 days. If all that is impossible, just keep.
Okay, Sebastian, I don't know if you were done or if I've lost you, but your recommendation is for Jennifer to check to see if we can do 4-5-6 in March, and if not, the backup would be 7-8-9 in February. If you can give me a hands up or a yes in the chat, or thumbs up, or a green check in the participant window. All right, we may have lost Sebastian. Sure, check, green check for that. Those being the two options. All right, so Jennifer, I know it's going to be Herculean, but can we get that, get at least directional beacons done by Wednesday?
Thanks, Pat. Yeah, we're certainly do our best to get what we can given the urgency of the situation. So thanks for clarifying. I made those notes. We'll check 4-5-6 of March and then 7-8-9 of February as well. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. And I know you'll do your best as you always do for us. Thank you. All right. Anything else in any other business? Sebastian, your hand is still raised, or is that an old hand? Brenda, can we go ahead and pull up the agenda again, please? Thank you. Vonda, your hand is raised.
Yeah, Vonda for the record. Maybe Bernie could anticipate what we should do more in each group to accelerate our work. And because sometimes it's needed more work in some points, and maybe it's good to put everybody to work on those beforehand, then wait for, you know, more time to make it done. So if Bernie can say, well, let's go this or that first, maybe help us to conclude some points and go ahead easily, because our time is quite tight. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Vonda. Cheryl?
Thanks, Pat. Cheryl, for the record, just coming off chat, coming off mute. Vonda, I'm of the opinion, and I have not discussed this with anyone else, but it is my view based on, so everyone's clear, this is me, personally speaking, based on my experience, which is extensive, of running work parties and work teams and things over a long, long time in ICANN, as across multi-stakeholder groupings. At this stage, we need to bring everything possible back into plenary. Otherwise, you will simply be relitigating it and discussing it in plenary anyway. So the work parties themselves need to be wrapping up anything that they still need to do in work party mode, really in the next seven days. You know, but this plenary should be it for individual work party efforts. Now, that doesn't mean there may not be a little bit of catch-up and a little bit of, oh, the group needs to agree on this or that, the other. But at this stage of the planning in getting things into agreement, into statements and into documentation, we really just have to bring everything back to plenary. So if there's important things that are critical to be done that haven't been done in a work party, I'm of the opinion just bring it back to plenary and do it as a committee as a whole. Because, you know, all of the analysis and everything else has to still run through the full group. So we have to weave those threads back together from now on. So Bernie probably has a strong opinion on this thing, as he's got to capture all of what we're doing anyway. But that would be my strong recommendation. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl, for that. Any concerns with what Cheryl has stated in terms of making certain that the work parties are complete by this Wednesday, and that our next, you know, from here on out, we will all be plenary? Seeing none and hearing none, I think we'll close that one out. Is there any other business that needs to be brought up today? We still have 30 minutes left on our call. All right, seeing none and hearing none. Jennifer, I will turn to you to go through our action items.
Thank you, Pat. So I took the action to add to the agenda the review of the document that we captured during ICANN 66 interactions per Daniel's request, and then also the action to Chase Meetings team regarding the discussion for the two dates pre-Cancun, and then also in February 7, 8, 9 as a backup. I didn't capture anything else specifically, but let me know if I missed something as usual. Thank you.
No, Jennifer, I think you captured it correctly. Cheryl, any closing that you would like to deliver today?
No, not at this stage. And thanks, everybody. I know it's difficult immediately after a meeting. Certainly, it was it was a challenge I didn't think I'd even be able to make, but I'm glad I did make today's meeting. Just a warning, Pat, can you confirm that if not quite the world comes to an end, but if the apocalyptic conditions that where I live it under at the moment do happen in the next day or two, that you're okay for running the plenary? Because if we lose communication or we lose the house, then obviously I'm not going to be in a position to be running a meeting.
Understood, Cheryl. I will certainly take lead on the meeting.
Thanks, mate. And obviously, staff, if I go dark, it's because communication is not an option. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Cheryl. Good luck this week. All right, Brenda, I think that's it.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
So, thank you.